So get your violin out and start feeling sorry for Joran van der Sloot, or not. You remember him? He says now in an article that he admits to extorting money from the Holloway family, and to quote him in a newspaper article, he says, "I wanted to get back at Natalie's family. Her parents have been making my life tough for 5 years." The Pope paper had quoted him as saying from his prison cell in Peru, "When they offered to pay for the girl's location, I thought, why not?" U.S. prosecutors say that in a sting earlier this year, Natalie's mother sent $10,000 in cash to van der Sloot through an FBI witness and a wire transfer of $15,000 to van der Sloot's bank account in the Netherlands. He took the money and then flew to Latin America. Of course, we know that he's been charged with killing Stephanie Flores in his hotel room in Lima, Peru on May 30th and is waiting trial. Feel sorry for Joran van der Sloot. He says that his parents has made his life tough. Joran, what about the thought of you making life tough and miserable for the Holloway parents? You, sir, are a narcissistic psychopath who deserves no sympathy. You, sir, deserve to spend the rest of your time in a jail cell or even be taken by some sort of form of capital punishment. To believe anyone in the world would feel sorry for you because you think that the Holloway family made your life tough for 5 years. When you're in a glass house, my friend, don't throw stones. What you can do now, what you can honestly do, and I don't think you will because you don't have the guts to do it, Joran, is come forward and finally tell the truth and tell investigators exactly where Natalie is. And if she can be, she can be taken home and buried where she belongs. Joran van der Sloot, nobody feels sorry for you. And we all know there's a special place that's been reserved for you for eternity. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.